Lafayette County resident suffered injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Jackson County on Sunday. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 25-year-old Brittany Zellers of Napoleon reportedly traveled off the east side of the roadway, overturned, and struck multiple trees. Zellers reportedly was transported by Sni Valley Fire and Rescue to Center Point Hospital in Independence for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened just after 2 p.m. on Route H north of Rennick Road. A Pettis County resident suffered injuries in a rollover traffic crash in Morgan County on Sunday. A report from the Highway Patrol says the crash occurred as a northbound vehicle driven by 18-year-old Cynthia Wilson of Sedalia reportedly traveled off the right side of the roadway, struck a ditch, and overturned. Wilson, who reportedly was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected out of the vehicle, was transported by Mid-Missouri EMS to St. Mary's Hospital in Jefferson City for treatment of moderate injuries. The crash happened at about 1:45 p.m. on Route M, 0.3 miles south of Haw Creek Road. Routine bridge inspections on I-70 over the Missouri River at Roachport will result in lane closures this week. According to MoDOT, eastbound lanes are scheduled to be affected from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. Westbound lanes of the interstate are scheduled to be affected from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Wednesday and Thursday. A Bates City man who has been accused of stabbing a man in August and has been charged with multiple felonies in Lafayette County is due in court today. Online court documents say 44-year-old Michael Alexander has been charged with a Class A felony for assault in the first degree, causing serious physical injury, a Class E felony for unlawful use of a weapon, and an unclassified felony for armed criminal action. Alexander, who reportedly entered a plea of not guilty during his arraignment hearing on August 10th, is due for a hearing at 10 o'clock this morning at Lafayette County Circuit Court in Lexington. A Sedalia man accused of a sex-related felony involving a juvenile is due in court today. According to online court documents, 48-year-old Carlos Brown has been charged with an unclassified felony for statutory sodomy in the first degree deviant sexual intercourse with a person less than 14 years of age. Court documents also say Brown, who was indicted by a grand jury on August 15th and entered a plea of not guilty during his arraignment hearing on September 5th, is scheduled for another hearing at 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court in Sedalia. An American Red Cross blood drive is scheduled to be held today in Cooper County. According to a news release, the drive is scheduled to be held from 2:45 to 6:30 this evening at the Depot Community Center at 200 Railroad Avenue in Blackwater. The Higginsville Board of Aldermen is scheduled to meet for a regular session meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. According to the agenda, the board is scheduled to discuss two bills regarding electricity and illustrative enumeration. A closed executive session also is on the agenda. The meeting will be held at City Hall at 1922 Main Street. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.